But first of all, we've got to go to Home Park. The celebrations are well and truly underway there, and Gordon Sparks has the details.
Well, Richard, it's a very, very noisy Home Park, but you can imagine the feeling of the Argyle fans. Match day 44, and not only promotion, but the championship has been sealed as well. And they did it in a match that they were given a real fight. But what a contest it was against Queen's Park Rangers, who came here as the side in second place. The opening half was a very, very tepid affair, with tackles going in, but most of it under the fair nature. An early booking for Lee Hodges from Premiership referee Paul Durkin, and the tone was set, so there'd be no more bad tackles in the game, and that's the way it's sent out. I'm sorry, just getting away from Graham Cochrane. I'm trying to, as he talks to me on the pitch, to get him up here, so hopefully we'll talk to him in a few minutes' time. Evans, a header early on in the game, saved by Camp, stretching to his right, a wonderful save by the 19-year-old on loan from Derby County. But in the second half, Argyle took control. Marino Keith broke clear, nodded the ball down, the first time left foot shot. Again, Camp was the hero. But in the final 9 minutes, this. Nathan Banks nods it back to Connolly. There's the forward ball. Norris is chasing down the right-hand side. Padula with him. Norris checks. And then the left-footed cross. Evans! Nicky Evans! That's the ball home for our goal! And the Pilgrims have the lead in the club second division match. Luke McCormick joins the celebrations. And Nicky Evans rose. And for once, the goalkeeper Lee Camp is beaten. It's Plymouth Argyle 1, Queen's Park Rangers 0. An acrobatic bicycle kick by Hodges. Frio in with a challenge again. Hodges, they're all very compact there. Frio, oh, he's going to go through on his own. He's broken the defence. 2-0, that's it. Argyle are up. David Frio, all of a sudden the ball broke for him. And the new manager embraces Kevin Summerfield below us, because they know that Plymouth Argyle are in Division 1. It's Plymouth Argyle 2. Keep down hill. And we can go down to the pitch where the players are still enjoying themselves. With Les McPherson is David Norris. Les, can you hear me?
Okay, can you hear me all right, Gordon? Oh, brilliant. David Norris at the side of me. David, just sum up your feelings inside of you at the moment.
Ecstatic, absolutely over the moon. I've never experienced anything like this before in my short career so far, but just walking on the pitch with the fans are going crazy. It's unbelievable, really unbelievable.
Fantastic feeling. It is. The first half, you must have felt a little bit sort of apprehensive, because the team didn't seem to sort of attack as much as they wanted to, and they defended so well as well. So were you feeling a bit apprehensive when you went in at half-time?
Not really, you know. Most teams, when they've come here, they've been a bit defensive and that, and we just had to buy our time and be patient. And today the fans were patient with us, rather than getting behind on us and that. And, you know, we knew we had to just buy our time, and when the chance came, take it. And luckily enough, when it came, we did.
Patience is a virtue today.
When
the first one went in, did you think that was it? Or were you going to think to yourself, we've got to try and get the second as well?
No, when the first one went in, I had a feeling, you know, that would be enough for us, because it was such a close game throughout. But once we got the second, we pushed on, because we didn't want to sit back, because when you sit back, you usually get caught. So we had to go for that second, and when that went in, that was it. We knew it was it.
Two games to go. We're up. Do you think the Hartlepool game is going to be a bit of a downer, and you're just going to just go there and try and sort of get through the 90 minutes?
Not really. You know, we want to finish the season as out. We deserve this, you know, for the hard season we've had, and we want to keep it going till the very end, you know, and then let the party start and then look forward to Division 1. But we'll keep going. We want to keep winning.
If you had to thank anybody, that one person or a few people, for what's happened this season, who would David Norris like to say thank you to?
Oh, there's so many people I'd like to say thanks to. I mean, first of all, I think maybe the fans, you know, they've been really good to me since I've come here, you know, and they've been brilliant for us this season, especially away from home as well, you know, so the fans have been magnificent. But there's so many people, the rest of the lads, Spurs, Storrick, the chair, the management since he went, it's just been brilliant, everyone.
Oh, brilliant. David, okay. Go and relax with your teammates, take care. They've got a very, very happy David Norris. Robert, can I just ask you for a few quick chat with Robert Dennelly at the side of me. Robert, I've just asked David to sum up his feelings initially. Can I ask you the same question?
Well, if I can get anything out, because I'm absolutely hoarse. I can't believe it. It's been a wonderful, wonderful day. You can hear from my voice, I can hardly speak, but what a fantastic day, what a team, what a fantastic spirit. This crowd has been absolutely marvellous, willing us on all the way. It's worth a goal, I think. Fantastic support. QPR played their part, they played well, their fans were fantastic as well. It was just a marvellous day. You know, I've been supporting this club for, my father took me to my first game in 1953. That was, I can't say how many years ago. It was a long time ago. So I've been a supporter for more than 50 years, on the board only for a couple of years, but this is just absolutely wonderful.
Were you getting a bit apprehensive before the game? Because, no. I mean, it's so much rested on today's result. Were you sort of getting slightly twitchy?
Nervous. We were very nervous. But the team, I think, I wondered if they would be, but I thought they got stuck in right from the start, and they were, they've obviously, the coaching boys have got them psyched up and ready for this. But yeah, I was like a
All the changes that have happened to this team over the last couple of months, they must have really felt they've got to go for it today. And Bobby Williamson must have done a tremendous job of literally trying to calm them down just as much as getting them to play today.
I think so. I mean, he's come in very quietly but quite firmly. You could see he was playing his full part down here, and I think that steadied the team down. I think we'd lost our way a little bit, haven't we, over one or two of the away games, but... Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day.
The hard work that Paul Stapleton and the rest of the board have put in has paid its just rewards today, and now you start planning for next season.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think we've started already by appointing a guy who we think is going to be a great manager for us. We had an awful lot of great candidates, ex-Premier League managers, ex-England and other internationals, big, big names, and, you know... may have been tempting to go for a big name, but we went for a guy that we thought was had the pedigree, the experience, the personality, and manager. I've got a great feeling about Bobby. I think he's going to.
But this is a great day for the city because we've got Plymouth Albion doing so well. We've got the local basketball team about to win a championship and everything, and now Argyle is just the icing on the cake, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. But. Yes, Albion have done very well this season, and I hope they win. They're playing Penzance today, which is a big game for them, but what a day.
I don't, it's going to take you for a while to get your feet back on the ground, isn't it? Thank you for chatting to BBC Radio there. Robert.
Thank you very much. Les McPherson talking to Robert Denley, director of Argyle. So he's off for an orange juice after that big hail of breath. Just to remind you, if you're listening in 855, tomorrow afternoon from midday, and now you're going to believe us. Looking back over the season, your phone calls as well. We'll be joined by the Argyle chairman, Paul Stapleton. Paul Starrick will be with us as well. All that from noon to midday on 855 tomorrow afternoon. We will get Bobby Williamson up here in the press box. We're hoping for one or two more of the players as well. But, Richard, at the moment, I suspect that there's some serious damage being done to some champagne downstairs.